have you guys watched, I forget, you guys aren't really into Star Wars, are you?
I enjoy Star Wars, but it's not my favorite thing.
Have you got...
We probably like Star Wars more than you, since you hate all the new ones that they make.
Do you like the new ones?
I mean, they're entertaining.
Yeah, but are they well written?
Garrett, I go to the movie theater, and I sit down, and I turn my brain off, and then I just be entertained.
Okay, I don't, so the answer is no.
You don't have to overthink everything. Just enjoy it for what it is, Garrett.
Well, see, I hear you. Like, there's some things that you should turn your brain off, and just, like Godzilla. That's one thing that I just turn my brain off and just enjoy. It's really stupid, but I love it. It's a childhood memory of mine that I will always be fond of. But Star Wars is. It's not quite turn your, like, I feel like there's like levels to this, you know, like there's turn your brain off, like Godzilla and Fast and Furious, The Bachelor, you know, stuff like that, that is actively draining your IQ points as you're watching it.
Don't you dare disrespect the greatest movie trilogy of all time, not even trilogy, movie series of all time.
Fast and Furious?
Absolutely.
I will rag on that. That stuff should have died when Paul Walker did.
First of all, that's very disrespectful.
I mean, really, what? That was its peak, though. Fast and Furious 6.
Was that the last one he was in?
Yeah. And, like, the last scene was, like, CGI.
Oh, yeah. Oh, his brother, too, right? His brother was in there. Yeah. I remember that. Yeah, Transformers, that's another one. Shut your brain off. Just kind of try to enjoy what you can.
How do you get to decide what you get to just turn your brain off?
Because the movies become self-aware. They know how stupid they are, and they lean into that. And so you can kind of like, okay, they know this is really stupid, but it's at Jurassic Park. That's what they're doing now, unfortunately, which I don't like. But that's kind of how what they've become now, too. If all of our series just become turn your brain off and consume, I feel like that's a really bad place, because we've done that with almost every series now. I can't think of a single series that doesn't have just turn your brain off, or it hasn't become that now. It's kind of sad, at least in my opinion.
I haven't seen any of the new Jurassic Park, like, or the Jurassic World movies. I haven't seen any of them.
Really? Not even the... What was the first one, Joe?
I can't remember, but the first one was okay. The second one was absolute garbage, and I have not seen the third one yet.
Yeah, I heard it's probably the worst one.
That's too bad.
Which means I have to go see it, because I have to confirm.
Yeah, but, you know, it did come out with the Jurassic Chomp Blizzard, so...
Oh, did it?
It's the best Blizzard of all time. The Chomper.
Alex loves the Chompers.
I don't even know what's in it. I legit don't know. Jurassic.
They made like a whole new piece, like a new candy. It was like chocolate peanut butter Buckeye. So it was like a chocolate shell filled with peanut butter, and then you'd blend it with what was it? Caramel and peanut butter, I think. Maybe.
Ooh, man, that sounds fire.
I think that's it was.
It was the best.
Does anyone know anybody that owns a Dairy Queen? I could get these for us.
Probably at the same location you can get Bryce cream cakes.
Probably.
Kind of piggybacking off what Garrett was just saying, I feel like a good indicator of like shows or series that have been dumbed down is when they explain what's happening while you're watching it, because like people are too dumb to realize what, like there's no nuance to it. It's just like, and now we're going to go do this. Like, oh, okay, I see that, you know.
Yeah,
or it's like the procedural cop shows where like they dumb everything down, and so it's so painful to watch because they explain
every
that they're doing
detail
to each other, and you would think, well, shouldn't that person know because they're also a cop? Who are you talking? Like, it's just such poor writing.
Yeah, it's when the dialogue becomes they're just what do you call that? I can't think of the word, but yeah, like when your dialogue is so on point, it's like they're not talking to someone in their universe; they're literally talking to the audience and explaining to the audience instead of like, you know, it kind of takes you out of it. Like you can notice it in movies and stuff and TV shows when the writer didn't know how to explain this, and so he's just like, well, we just have to literally talk to the audience. It's like they're breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah, it's what Deadpool does intentionally. Most shows now do just because they think either the audience is too dumb to get it or they're too lazy to write actual content.
Yeah. I think that's a good indicator too. I didn't think of that.
Could just be a mix of both.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I've not watched the new Obi-Wan series, so I don't know.
It's,
you know,
terrible.
Is it? Because like,
it is terrible, yeah.
I just don't want it to. You know, I haven't watched it because I'm like, I want it to be good, but I don't have the expectation that it will be good.
Well, do you care if it ruins, like, Obi-Wan and Darth Vader? Because if you do, then don't watch it.
Right.
But if you're curious and are just like, oh, I'm dead inside at this point, which is, that's me. I'm just,
yeah.
Like, I'm going to watch it. And it has confirmed all my suspicions that it was going to be terrible. But I needed to at least, you know.
Well, if it's so terrible, why are they confirming it for season two?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I saw that they might do that. I think that might be a disaster.
Well, I there's no way they're coming out with the Book of Boba season two, right? That's been scrapped, I imagine.
I honestly, at this point, I wouldn't be surprised if they come out with another one. I mean, as long as this stuff makes them money, they're never going to stop.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think they're probably making a ton of money, so they don't care anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They won't stop until they own the rights to every single series and franchise on the planet. And just
I swear, if they touch my Fast and Furious franchise...
I can't tell if you're being serious or not. Do you actually like the Fast and Furious
movies? I do like the movies. I do enjoy them. I don't think they're like the best quality movies, but I think they're entertaining.
Have you seen them all?
Yes.
I have not seen...
Oh, I haven't seen Hobbs and Shaw.
Okay, I've not seen that. I've seen 8, but I've not seen 9.
There's 9 of them?
I think.
Oh, dear Lord. That's
right.
Someone needs to stop them.
Wait, is 8 the one with the blonde lady? As the bad guy?
No.
Like Charlize Theron or whatever her name is? Hang on, let me look it up.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Well, so in the most recent one, I think, is the one that involves
they go to
space, right?
What?
Oh, my God.
No way.
I got to see that.
I had rated it 10 out of 10.
I want to sit in the room and watch Garrett and Joe's reactions to when they go into space.
Yeah, can we watch that together? I'd watch that together.
I'll watch it with you guys whenever you guys are back. Or, I guess back in Topeka, we can all watch it. I'll do that.
Becky came in on 9, and it was not like I understand how it seems a little crazy to be launching yourself into space using an antique scuba outfit if you haven't seen the other episodes. But once you watch them drive a tank out of the front of an airplane, drive between two buildings, then it just, you know, it's not that hard to jump to we can go to space in a car.
Yeah. When did it officially, like, go off the rails? Because, like, Fast and Furious 1, they're, like, boosting, like, VCRs, and it's like, okay, this is kind of believable, you know?
Maybe
and then Fast and Furious 2 is just, like, some drug guy, right? And
well,
you know,
it depends on what you want to count as two, number two, if it's Tokyo Drift or if it's Too Fast, Too Furious. Or
Too Fast, Too Furious. And then you got Tokyo Drift, and it's like, okay, this is, but you know, it's fine, whatever. The guy's in high school, apparently, even though he's 30, but that's okay. He's an idiot. And then I feel like the third one that's just called Fast and Furious, I feel like at
it's
that
a,
point it starts
it's
to get.
One, I think.
Fast or the fourth one, I guess.
Yeah.
It starts to get kind of like out there. But the fifth one, where they go to South America and they like drag the vault out of the bank and are dragged down the
through buildings.
Yeah, I still don't know what you're talking about. Like, this sounds really believable still to me. I don't.
Okay. But the sixth one where they like chase down an airplane for a 20-minute chase scene where the plane doesn't take off, but they're driving after it for literally 20 minutes. And then Gal Gadot, like, jumps off a car, turns in midair, spins, and hits a headshot with a handgun.
Joe, I'm still waiting for you to prove the
inaccuracy. Okay, all right, you're right. But the seventh one, where they fly out of the airplane with the cars, have the parachutes that have GPS that land them on a mountain road, and then hijack like an armored vehicle, you know, that's when it gets a little bit crazy.
That's
right?
Just a little too much for me.
Oh, okay. Guys, they're on YouTube. There's a video, if you search Fast and Furious 6 runway, someone calculates how long the runway is.
Oh, yeah.
It was uploaded like 9 years ago.
Yeah.
It seems like the consensus...
It's only 4 minutes long.
Yeah, the consensus on Googling is that it's 26 miles, which is probably what probably what they get to in the YouTube video.
That video came out probably 9 years ago. That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
That movie's from 2013. Jeez.
Oh my god.
That's hilarious.
That one hits you right in the feels, though.
Okay, Fast and Furious 10 comes out 2023. That's got to be the end, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Is it at least called Fast 10, your seatbelt?
It's Fast X.
Fast 10, your seatbelt?
Fasten your seatbelt.
That's good stuff.
Guess how much Fast and Furious 7 made. This is a crime.
I'm sorry. There will be a Fast and Furious 11. There will not be a 12th movie.
Unbelievable. It made $1.5 billion.
Wow. Yeah,
because it's one of the best movies ever created.
It's just, I don't know what's happening to our society.
Why would you put effort into your movie when you can just do that and, you know, $1.5 billion?
I mean, part of the reason not made so much money is because that's when Paul Walker died, right? So everybody went and sought for that.
I thought that was 6. I thought he died
died in 6.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
No, it's 7.
Is it?
Look it up. Yeah.
Oh, maybe it is 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is 7.
Oh, yeah, 7. Okay.
I hate when Joe's right.
Well, I'm not as big a fan as Caleb, perhaps, but I do enjoy these movies.
See, they're enjoyable to watch. I'm not saying it has to be realistic.
Yep.
Yeah.
Neither is Interstellar. Neither is
Hold
Inception.
On.
You know what's hilarious is Interstellar is actually far more feasible than Fast and Furious movies. That's what's so funny about it. That is way more realistic than Fast and Furious.
I
mean, that's fair.
I will say Cardi B is in Fast 10.
Wow. Okay, well, which is the one where they launch the cars out of the plane and then they parachute to the ground right on the road?
That's 7.
Out, right?
7? Or is that 8?
7.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that was 7.
They each have their own distinct crazy factor, or the one crazy move.
Yeah. Like one crazy scene that's like, okay, we're in a Fast and Furious movie.
Is it 8 where they jump building to building?
I thought that was
7.
Or is that?
I think that was 7 too.
Yeah, they did.
Oh my gosh, that was lit. Dubai or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say they're in Dubai, right? And they're in that party, and they just.
Submarine is Fast and Furious 8.
I haven't seen that one.
They outrun a submarine.
Yeah, because they're on a frozen lake or something.
Yeah.
Or going there in the ocean, like a frozen ocean, and.
Well, yeah. that's realistic, isn't it? How fast do submarines go? How fast do submarines go? 30 knots, which is what, 40 miles.
It's not
an
that
hour?
Fast. I think it was more like the ice was breaking, so the car was.
The ice
not
was breaking,
like...
and it was shooting missiles at him.
Plus, cars probably can't drive that fast on ice anyway,
But they had these big fat tires on the back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
good
so
point,
it's fine then.
Point. Yeah, the big fat tires.
All right, so we're watching 8.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I gotta see 9 sometime.
Oh, yeah, we gotta watch 8 and 9.
But
I haven't seen 9.
I don't know, just to really grasp how great they are, I think we just have to start at 1.
I'm not gonna lie, when I was quarantined with COVID stuff back in 2020, I watched through all of them. Oh, great experience.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna make it through like 10 of those movies, but
okay, I'm sorry, I forgot that you would just have no class, so
I just
sorry, you're not an American.
Fast and Furious 9 box office was 726 million.
Okay, that makes me feel better.
Okay, Garrett, if you were quarantined for a whole day and you just have to watch movies all day, what series are you going to watch?
Lord of the Rings, easy peasy.
Hmm.
It's like, if you do the extended editions, it's like 10 hours. So
you could watch one movie and be out of quarantine.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Plus, it's got everything. It's well-written. It's wholesome. It's got action.
I mean, if I wanted to go watch somebody walk across the world, I don't know.
I'd rather watch Discovery Channel or something.
Yeah, I'd rather just watch cars jump from building to building.
Fair enough. I mean, it is about family.
There's nothing more important than family.
Nothing more important than family.
Fast and Furious is on HBO Max now.
What is?
Fast and Furious.
Just the first one.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I know the 8 and 9 are.
I don't think the first one is.
That may be right.
Well, I have HBO Max, so.
Time to find out.
I have a story for y'all. Okay, and I got a little. I almost had to fire somebody at work the other day.
Ooh.
Not really, because I don't have that power. But I got sent to a different floor. Okay, to help charge, because that floor didn't have a charge nurse. So I'm like, okay, it's fine. You know, I'll go charge down here. Not a big deal. Same kind of thing, just you know, different people. So they all kind of knew who I was. I didn't know them, you know. But people, you know, I don't know. Maybe I just don't pay attention to names anymore. So. I knew a couple of them. Anyway, this tech, right? And so there's like techs, and then there's nurses, and there's charge nurses, right? So I'm the charge nurse. So this tech that I knew her name, but that was it. I don't think we'd ever had a conversation before, and just like in passing, seen her at the hospital, right? I'm handing out assignments at, you know, 6:30 in the morning, and she comes and sits like right next to me, like uncomfortably close. And I'm like, this is weird. So I just ignore it. Keep, you know, handing out assignments, talking to people and whatnot, telling them, you know, what the plan is. And she like holds up her phone like as if to show me something. Okay. And so I'm like, so I kind of like take a look at it and like glance over, and she's holding up her phone with a picture of the main character from Ratatouille on it, and looks at it, looks at me, and just kind of raises her eyebrows and just kind of goes back and forth. And this is like she's probably like 19 or 20, just a kid basically, you know, and just look at it, doesn't say a word. And I look at her phone, I look at her, I'm like, yeah, I see what you're saying, I get it, and go back to my thing, you know, handing out assignments and stuff. And she's just like looking at me, looking at her phone, you know, and I don't think anything else of it. I've got, you know, it's a busy day, I'm doing, and like an hour later she comes up to me and she's like, hey Joe, can I talk to you? I said, yeah, what's going on? She's like, I'm so sorry about this morning, if I upset you or if you were offended, I just thought that you looked really similar, and I didn't know if you'd ever heard that before, but I just had to say something. And I'm like, okay, it's not a big deal. It's fine. But anyway, so now I have a haircut on Saturday. So.
I mean,
if she thinks you were offended by that, she does not know what you went through in high school.
The abuse.
She must not have seen you wear shorts.
Yeah, she's never,
She's never seen you wear shorts.
Yeah. So anywho, but then I told a couple of other people at work about that. I said, this random, you know, tech downstairs, you know, did this, and they're like, oh, I can kind of see it. I'm like, oh, thank you. So, wow. And then even Cadence was like, yeah, you know, it kind of makes sense. And she's like, I've been telling you should get a haircut. It's like, I know, I've been putting it off, but no longer.
Thought you were gonna say you were getting a pet rat.
No.
I really thought you were about to say that she didn't know the main character. Like, I thought you met Remy and she didn't know the name of the mouse, and that's what she was trying to figure out.
Yeah. Oh, no, no.
I thought that was going to be super important.
I don't know any of the characters' names. I think I've seen that maybe once. I don't know any of the characters' names, but it's the main guy that, like, the rat controls, you know, to cook. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, typically people don't like watching movies that they start in, so it's understandable.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, when you, it's never like the way you imagine it when you're doing the lines, you know.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
They told me it was going to be rated R, and they cut a lot of stuff out.
Okay, if they ever do a live action, we know this is your foot in the door, Joe, into Hollywood.
Yep.
It's your true calling.
Uh-huh. I feel like I could be a pretty good actor, though. I do. I think I could do that. The silence is very encouraging. Thanks, guys. Appreciate that.
I'm sure with the right writing, you could do something.
You guys don't know this, but I actually had a big part in a church play, because our church used to be small and we used to do plays like the children would for the adults, you know, like mm-hmm. we do themed ones for like Christmas and stuff. Anyway, we did one for fun, right? It was Charlie Brown, right? And I always thought it was kind of bullshit, because the guy who got to play Charlie Brown was like the nephew of the lady who was directing it. I'm like, okay, that's... some nepotism or whatever.
Yeah,
so
it's all about who you know.
And he was a horrible actor. He was terrible. Anywho, I got a big part in it, you know. I was cast as Snoopy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, 100%. You know, I got to growl a little bit, and I had a large white t-shirt on, which I'm like, that's where I got it from. I was like, okay, I'm just always going to wear large t-shirts from here on out. And they put a... They put like a little black smudge on my nose, you know, for the dog nose. And so I'm hopeful that those videos don't resurface and I get accused of, you know, partial blackface down the road.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
yeah. You have to make sure those are gone. Deleted. Because
I feel like that's like, yeah, that would happen. Like if I ran for political office,
you're
that would come out. And even though it would be clear that I was playing Snoopy and Charlie Brown, they'd be like, you know, what did you really think that this wasn't offensive at the time? What was going through your head when you were 5 years old? Do you have any defense for this at all?
Like, no, I'm sorry, I don't.
You know, you're wearing a white t-shirt. You know, those white hoods, the KKK. Do you have any links to the Klan at this point? Or did you just previously have links?
Oh, man. I'm glad we know this about you now. Now we can hold this over your head in case we ever need something from you.
No,
thanks for sharing.
Oh, yeah.
This podcast is really coming in handy. Yeah, we had a production for our church, too, but I don't even remember what it was. Andrew, do you remember what it was? It was like some baseball thing,
we watched
thing,
it
right?
recently, didn't we?
Yeah.
I thought we watched it, like, on one of our gatherings, family gatherings.
Yeah.
Oh,
probably.
Yeah, it was like a baseball-themed one.
Yeah. Mom's always makes us watch that stuff whenever we go over there.
Was it about anti-bullying?
Actually, I think so, yeah.
Because I think
we
did
a
baseball one.
Bully in it.
I think we did a baseball one about a bully.
Okay, then we definitely did. It was probably it must have been
probably
like
the
a
Eagles
PBS
or
type.
Something.
Yeah,
I can't remember what it was. But
no, you gotta remember!
I was the one who got. I was one of the kids that got bullied in it. That's all I remember. So I got bullied in it.
Oh, okay.
Realistic.
Yeah.
That was really that was just an excuse for your church to actually just bully you.
They didn't care
about the message or anything. They just wanted to bully a 5-year-old.
How can we get away with bullying? Yeah. Let's do a play.
Let's do a play.
Get your mom and dad involved in it too, just in case.
They're all laughing along with the rest of them.
It was like, man, you guys are really good actors.
I feel like I'm
really getting bullied right now.
I didn't even know it was a play. They just threw me on stage. Started laughing at me.
Man, we have had to do that take a lot, guys.
It's the 17th time.
Yeah.
All right. You know, put them in the toilet again. Give him a swirly. Right, one more time.
Last swirly, I promise, Joe. Well, yep. Brutal. Brutal what churches will do.
Yep. What are you eating there, Garrett?
I made some toast, dude.
Nice. Did you put anything on it? Or just dry, dry toast?
Just dry toast.
I don't hear any crunch.
You don't?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know what to tell you.
How's it just it's plain crunchy. Dry toast? That makes zero sense.
I didn't feel like putting putting anything on it and having to clean a knife, so we're just here with dry toast right now.
Yeah.
You feel me? Sometimes you don't want to clean stuff.
That is fair. Mm-hmm. I will give you that.
What's the ultimate topping for toast?
I think cinnamon sugar, right? Or cinnamon sugar, yeah.
Cinnamon sugar.
A little bit of, like, a thin layer of butter, then cinnamon sugar?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is peak.
Yeah, you're eating like a king at that point, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys see the most important lawsuit or legal case probably of our lifetime that was decided upon yesterday?
No.
Up in New York in the appeals court. They've decided that Happy the Elephant is indeed not a human.
He's Sorry, not?
He is not a human. Since yesterday. He is legally not a person. So, it's a bummer, you know?
Outrageous.
Animal rights, animal activist right group said that he was illegally detained at the Bronx Zoo because he's too smart.
That's an interesting game if they want to say that your IQ level determines how human you are.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was about to bring that up. Like, if your IQ is what, you know, determines if you can be put in a zoo or not, it's not a... I don't know.
It's
I might
not looking
kind
good.
Of back, it might backfire on these guys.
A lot of voters probably not going to make the cut on that one, unfortunately.
Forrest Gump would be an entirely different movie shot from the inside of the zoo.
Uh-huh.
Oh, jeez. I mean, I think the real issue is that there were two judges that voted that he was a human. The whole idea was they wanted to move it to out of the Bronx Zoo and move the elephant to a elephant sanctuary. But it's like, that's still, you know, captivity. If it's truly a human, they should be free and just roaming the streets of New York, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Collect
a job somewhere.
Collect
you know,
a welfare check.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of animals roaming New York, has anyone seen the new Jurassic World?
We've already talked about this.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Thanks for showing up on time.
It's real bad.
I've not seen it, so I cannot comment.
So is it bad enough to see, or like
I don't know if any
just
of us
bad
it.
Enough to wear... Is it like so bad you need to see it, or is it just so bad?
No, it's so bad don't you have go to see it. It's so bad you have to see it. It's that bad. Yeah, I've heard some clips, and I've seen some, but I've had some described to me, and it sounds like an absolute abortion of a movie. So you have to go see it.
Well, the audience gave it 79, and the critics gave it 30.
Yeah,
but here's the deal. I used to think that the audience score was almost always pretty accurate, you know, but our society has gotten so dumb and numb to poor content that the audience score is unrealistic as well. Like the critic score usually is 2, but you can't depend on anybody anymore. Nobody knows what they're talking
exactly.
about.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why they need us to make our podcast just be a movie podcast like we were going to do when we had MoviePass.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm still waiting for the transition.
Yeah. Well, if we do become movie critics, we can get like early access to movies and free. So
yeah, what? We can do that?
I'm pretty sure you get to go see the movie early, and I'm sure
I'm all in for that.
We just got to get a following.
How do you apply for such a thing? I guess the first thing we need to do is make this video. Okay, this needs to be a video, so we need to have, like, we each need to have a camera set up. Okay, there needs to be some back and forth. So, Caleb, you can't be muting yourself and playing Xbox, you know, while this is going on.
I'm not doing that. I am actually just muting it because the dog starts barking.
Okay.
Joe, you can't be live streaming while we're trying to get it started.
That was technically a recording of a previous stream.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it gets, because I'm not going to play all day. I saw your comments, though. Thank you for that. But yeah, you get extra, you get some extra followers. People donate money and stuff, but I'm not actually doing anything. So you just take your top games and replay them. So,
gosh, you know what's ridiculous is the new Buzz Lightyear movie comes out.
I heard there's a gay scene in that, apparently.
A gay scene?
Yeah.
But they don't have any good show times for the B&B Theater near me on Tuesday night. Best one is 5 o'clock. Well, what's up with that?
I don't know.
I $5 Tuesday nights.
Is Chris Evans in it? Is he Lightyear?
Yeah, he voicing him instead of Tim Allen.
Have you guys seen the new Top Gun yet? Is that good?
I've heard it's good. But I don't know if that's...
I thought it was going to be better based on what people were raving about it for. But I think it's hard to understand that they were actually, like, you know, flying the jets. And it's not like, you know, they were just sitting in a staged cockpit or something. Like, they're actually flying around doing that stuff. Which
that's
I think...
Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Tom Cruise is a pilot?
They were just like sitting in the back seat basically.
Okay.
But like they still took the time and effort to like actually fly the jets around. I mean, it was still good, but everyone was saying it's like the best movie ever and it was fine.
I mean, after watching the first one all the way through for the first time a couple of days ago, I can say that my expectations are so low that I'm sure I will enjoy this one more than the first one. And I'm sure that movie was great back in 1986.
Yeah, I agree.
And I bet it was good in like 1992, 93, and then after that, it doesn't hold up though.
It lasted till the 2000s when Fast and Furious came out, then it was overtaken.
And you can't live up to that. You can't. You can't do it. So.
Oh,
part of the problem with that movie is like there's only like one real dogfight scene in it, and so it's kind of boring.
Sorry, this is completely off topic. I just now saw this though, that George Washington University is gonna retire their mascot. Have you guys seen this yet?
No.
Their nickname is the Colonials. Of course, that's offensive now. So can you guess what their new name is going to be? Their new mascot.
Redskins?
I wish. That's a good one. I've never heard of this mascot, but it is a great mascot, in my opinion. It is the Hippos.
Wow.
That's just awful. Opening up the door for all kinds of cruel and mean jokes to be made of people who attend that university who might be overweight, though. I don't like that. I think that's setting themselves up for failure.
Yeah.
I think that's insulting to hippos.
Wait, so it's the George Washington University.
Uh-huh.
And they're gonna be the Hippos.
Yes.
How does that make sense at all?
Should be the
what does
president.
A hippo have to do with George Washington?
Well, nothing. George Washington University doesn't matter.
Pretty soon they'll change the name from George Washington University to something else.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Barack Obama
still
University.
George Washington.
Yeah. It'll be Barack Obama University here in the next, like, probably 20 years is my guess.
That doesn't make any sense, Caleb.
Well,
I'm just reporting the news.
I'm just having trouble with this, okay? You're not... No, let me. That can't be right. The hippos?
Yeah, I 100% believe it.
Who? No. Let's see.
While Joe is looking up whatever he's looking up, I was working in a different building on Friday last week, and this guy that I was working with, he used to work for McDonald's building like the locations. He worked all over the country. a lot out in Colorado, a lot out in California. He actually worked a few, like his office was a few offices down from Ray Kroc, who, you know, owned McDonald's. But I was talking to him about the new Taco Bell drive thru. I was like, you know, asking him if he'd seen it, all that kind of stuff. He goes, oh, no, I haven't seen it yet, but, you know, that kind of brings me back. I actually designed one of the first drive thru's at McDonald's. And he, like, told me about how, you know, he set up the two-way radio system, and it was created down where there's a Army base or an Air Force base or something, because they can't be seen in their fatigues outside. And so they use that so they wouldn't have to get out of their cars. And so that's where the first one came from.
Yeah.
But he wasn't surprised about a 4-lane drive-thru.
That's pretty great. Yeah, I mean, 4-lane is a lot. I mean, Chick-fil-A handles 2 lanes pretty good. But.
And he did not know anything about the only being able to have 2 drive-thru windows at McDonald's. I did ask about that.
So we talked about that last week.
No, he didn't know.
Okay.
No, but he said he designed one that had like 2 like pickup sections similar to the Taco Bell, the new Taco Bell drive-thru, but this one had a conveyor belt that went over the first lane to the second one, and they would deliver the food, and then they had their own drink station set up on the second side. But they didn't know how to figure out shakes. I said it wouldn't matter because our ice cream machine's always broken anyway, but
right, figured it out.
Can't have it.
Solves itself. Or can't, they just say it's broken because they don't know what to do. Like, nah, actually it's broken, we don't, it's, you just can't do it.
I feel like they just use that as an excuse so they don't have to make ice cream at that, you know. Yeah. That's probably like in their training manual, you know, when they're like going through stuff. Now if somebody orders ice cream, you can make it if you want, but it's optional. If you need to get out of it, you can just say, our ice cream machine is down, I'm sorry.
I just sent you guys a screenshot, but
speaking of, go ahead.
The hippo was the unofficial mascot for George Washington since 1996. Sorry, just had to finish that.
Ooh.
Well, the more you know. Never would have guessed that. Thank you for the education. I tried a crumble cookie today for the first time. It was pretty good.
Let's go!
Yeah, yeah. It was delicious. No, I don't know how they're currently in business, because I went there and I was the only customer, but there were 8 people there. Like working.
Well, I mean, I went there over my lunch break on Monday, and there was like, I literally just went in and picked it up. I was there for probably like 30 seconds, and when I pulled in, there was like 4 people leaving, and when I was walking out, there was like 5 people walking up. So like,
I guess a lot of people probably like call and order ahead, maybe for like large orders, and maybe that's it.
I did. I just ordered and then came and picked it up.
But
it's not like you stay and eat, you just run in and pick it up.
No, no. I mean, it's pretty simplistic. So yeah. But yeah, they were friendly. They all said, "Welcome to Crumble." I was like, okay, thank you. You know. And then of course, you know, they have the option to tip, and I'm like, well, you know, the cookie is already made. I see it right there, so I'm not gonna tip you. For something already
done. Yeah, I'm gonna tip you $1. Here's a dime for each of you.
Yeah.
Like, that's really helpful.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's not like I'm gonna. Well, yeah, who's the tip go to? Like, do they just all split it? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, well, and that, I'm glad you brought that up, because I almost had them delivered to my house, but it was going to be like $30 instead of like $18. So I was like, I'll just go pick them up.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I don't want to pay, like, because I will have to tip. If they drive it over, I always tip.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I'll just avoid that and I'll go pick it up. And when I was ordered on the app, that it was like, do you want to leave a tip? Like 100% of the tip goes to the bakers. I'm like, no, like, I had, why would I leave a tip for them? Aren't you paying them? That's your job. Why do I need it? Why do I need to also pay them?
Right.
That's why they have a job.
Oh my gosh, Joe, this might just, okay.
I'm already worked up. Okay.
yeah. Just, make sure you're sitting down. All right.
Okay.
I went to Lawrence to, go to a couple coffee shops there, and one that I went to, when you pay for your order, it
automatically adds like a 20% gratuity. Yeah, they had a note, yeah. Like you had no option. 20% is just added to your bill, no matter what.
Just put that on. Just raise your prices at that point. Like, why?
Yeah.
You're just lying to me about how much this is gonna cost.
Yeah, Burger Stand does that too.
Yeah, no, I didn't tip. When we went there the other day, I didn't tip. You're gonna take 15% off? Okay, I'm not gonna tip. That's fine. Yeah. That pisses me off though, because what they're saying is you're like, oh, you know, okay, it looks like this coffee's gonna be $5, and like, ah, like actually it's gonna be $6 plus tax.
Yeah.
They're adding the, you know, like that's just that pisses me off. You know what else makes me mad though? Like the cookie place. You know that you had the option to tip, and normally they have like the amount is $1, you know, $1.50 or $2 or whatever, and then custom. Theirs starts at $2 and works up. They don't even have the $1 option.
Yeah,
like my cookie only costs $1.50, and I'm tipping you.
Okay, well 150%. You haven't been to Crumble Cookie then, if you think the cookies out here costing $1.50.
Man,
it's like a $3 cookie or something.
Yeah, they're three or four bucks.
They're huge though, and they're like really, like I got, let's see, I got chocolate chip, like Reese's peanut butter cup, and like Twix, caramel, shortbread or something. Like they really go all out, and I can't even eat a whole cookie in one sitting. I have to eat like half of it and put it down.
Yeah, no, we split one. But no, it just made me mad that they're like assuming that I want to tip $2. So, I mean, it was a little less than $4 a cookie. So they're asking for like over a 50% tip at the minimum per cookie. I guess if you got more cookies, you know, then it would be like a lower percentage. But no, I'm not doing that. I'm not.
Yeah, they're not expecting anyone to walk out of there with less than $20 worth of cookies. So.
Wow, they got surprised today then. Are you guys keeping up with the NBA finals? It's the only time to pay attention to the NBA?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even know they were going on.
Oh, yeah, I've watched all of it.
Okay. I mean, are you pulling for Steph and the Warriors to get one more?
I originally was going to go for Boston, but I hate Marcus Smart, so I switched it to that's after, I know, see, I don't like Draymond Green either, but I think I hate Marcus Smart even more, so I'm going for the Warriors, unfortunately.
Yep, I'm going for the Warriors as well. I also don't like Marcus Smart. Draymond Green is kind of annoying, and I feel like he's kind of overrated. They always talk about how great he is. I'm like, I don't think he's like that much better than other players in his position. I just feel like he can pass the ball to Steph and Clay and get an assist, you know, for doing nothing. So
he's the Tom Brady of the NBA. He's pretty overrated and is a benefit mostly of the system that he's in.
Yeah, he's really good at like swinging the ball around to so somebody else can hit an open three.
Yeah, yeah, he's become like Ben Simmons. I was watching some tape or like watching like someone was like analyzing it like on TikTok and showed like all these like wide open layups or like floaters Draymond had in the lane, and he refuses to shoot and just kicks it out to people for threes.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, it's sometimes like a smart basketball move, but like Boston is not, they're daring Draymond to even shoot in the paint. So he's kind of a liability honestly on offense at this point in his career.
Yeah, no, I'm not that impressed. I think Andrew Wiggins is a far better option than Draymond. If you're gonna have one of them in the game, you're gonna have to have Wiggins, because he can actually do everything and do it better than Draymond can. So
yeah, and he's much more athletic. He can guard 1 through 5.
Yeah,
Draymond probably can still too, but he's a little older.
He's not quite as fat. I mean, he's a good defender. He's pretty physical. I feel like he gets away where like, if somebody else played the way he plays, they'd call a foul, but because it's Draymond, they're like, he's just a tough defender. Let him get away with it, you know?
Yeah, it's the reputation thing. Like, oh,
exactly.
He's just a good defender, so he's not going to, yeah.
It's back when, like, James Harden used to travel every play, but like, well, it's James, you know, he just has good footwork.
Yes, it's James. Like his free throw thing where he would flop in the lane and get free throws. Oh, I hate it. I can't stand him, James Harden.
It's hilarious how that after they changed that that like Euro rule that and then the one with the free throws too, where like you can't lean in. Like he went from averaging like 32 points a game to averaging 21. Less than 20. Yeah. Like it's he's so bad when he has to actually, you know, when he can't. I don't want to say cheat because like it technically was in the rules, but like it was such a cheap way to. I mean, he was getting like 18 free throws a game or something.
Yeah, they changed the rules because of him. They're like, okay, this is ridiculous. We have to stop letting guys shoot 40 free throws a game.
That's yeah, stupid. So boring.
Nobody wants to watch that.
Right.
You guys ready for the big decision tomorrow? For the World Cup host city?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I saw that on Twitter.
Alex and I are going to go to the party.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not going. It's in Alex the middle of the day.
I'm going to the party.
Some of us actually have to work past 3 o'clock or whenever you get off. But me and my friends were talking about it. Like, how much do you think it would cost to go see just, you know, a random team game in the World Cup if it's in Kansas City?
It depends on who it is. Is it
just like absolute
Iran against Japan? Or is it like one of the top 15 teams, so England, Spain,
no, just
Italy.
like the worst teams you could imagine playing.
Oh man.
Well, like see, Wales and Iran are in our division, so seeing them play, I mean, nobody really would care about that.
Joe, don't you dare say that, because we have the toughest ranked division, like grouping, in the history of the World Cup.
No, we don't. Are you serious?
I'm being serious.
Why?
Because we got screwed because they're actually ranked higher. I'll pull up the rankings.
We have Iran in our group, right?
Yeah.
Well, they're garbage.
We're pretty garbage too, to be honest.
Let me look this up. What's the U.S. ranked right now?
15.
Mm-hmm.
That's way too high. They're definitely ranking us too high. What's Wales?
Well, Mexico is 9, so.
Oh, we're better.
Wales is 18. Iran is 21. England is 5.
Hmm.
And who's the other one?
That's it. There's only 4.
Okay, yeah. So there you go.
I mean, I still like our odds. I mean, I think it'll be us and England that'll make it through, like, the 2010 World Cup.
Yeah, you're
right. We should beat Iran. Wales is tough. Do they still have, is it Bale that plays for Wales?
Yep.
Yeah, but they shouldn't even have made it there. Obviously, they didn't have the Ukraine flag in their bio this whole time.
Ukraine, so. That's what got him in. That was the deciding factor.
Yeah, they beat the war torn Ukraine. It's really douchey.
Yeah.
So if it's just you know, not in our division, not good teams, like, you know, what you would frame as the worst matchup, how much would you pay to go watch that game? Or would you just say, I'm fine paying $500 to go see somebody I actually care about?
I'd pay $500 to watch the U.S. play.
Yeah, I think that's pretty fair. Like, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, so I think... Like,
so much, though. It would have to be a final for me to pay that much.
Really?
To pay that much. I mean...
I don't know. Like, it's a pretty big game.
It's like
just the U.S.
Any other World Cup, you're going to pay that just in a plane ticket to get over there. So it's kind of, you know, it's like, you know, you can look at it that way, but also you're not quite getting the international experience of going somewhere else to watch it.
Yeah,
but that also make it better because like the atmosphere of like a U.S. game would just be nuts. Like the one against Uruguay was already crazy when I went to that one like last week or whatever it was. I mean, that was crazy in itself just to have like the Uruguay fans there.
Yeah. So if it's, you know, Colombia versus Senegal on a weeknight, how much do you think those tickets are going for?
$25. No, not 25. $35.
I was gonna say
actual World Cup game, like a
50 to 100
in the nosebleeds.
I'm gonna say it's several, like $700, $800.
You think that, so there's going to be no games you can get to for less than that?
No, there's, I don't think so. I mean, unless.
Well, I guess let's consider where we're at with COVID. Okay, Garrett.
Well, okay. So the tickets for Qatar have gone up 40% from Russia, which was the last World Cup, and the group tickets are ranging from $105 to $210.
Okay.
And that's going to be, so another 4 years, you know, and it's going to be in the U.S. I would think that would go up drastically.
They actually said Qatar is going to be more expensive.
Really? I don't know. Maybe. Just
because they can, because people already have to be dedicated to getting out there. So they're going to charge more money.
We're also about to go through a recession, so you got to take that into account.
True.
Nah, the economy's fine.
All right. So
are we calling it?
I think we're calling it. But Fast and Furious, that's next on the docket, right?
I actually refuse to watch Fast and Furious until we can free Britney.
Okay.
All right, fair enough. That's how I do all of you. GG's, boys.
Bye.
Bye.